Today, we have an all-new independent artist takeover here at The Beat and special guest, Alex Jack. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The Beat.
Hey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined in studio by Poppy Watts.
You see it in the building. Let's get it going, y'all.
Miss Queen, the name.
What up, everybody? You know I'm in the building. QB up there all day.
All right, yeah. And we have independent artist Alex Jack in the building.
What up, man?
Thank you for blessing us.
Thank you for having me.
He's gonna be talking about his newest project, Frequency, that's gonna be dropping very soon. But before we get into that, we have a very special show today, so I'm kind of glad you came for this one. We're doing an Overload Independent Artist Media Takeover.
Yeah.
So we're putting some of our friends on right now. You know, we want to put. I feel like music videos have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube. You know, some kids still go on YouTube, but like the TRLs. The 106 in Park. I hear they're bringing that back, actually.
Which is why I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
AJ and Free are coming back.
They need 106 to. Park. As soon as they left, everything went to hell.
Yeah. I mean, we need that platform.
I thought Bow Wow was kind of dope, though.
I did, but then they were mixing him with too many. It was like Brat Dolls and Bow Wow. Like, I can't. Mm. All right, but so some interesting things happened this week. On April Fool's Day, Hamburger Helper dropped a mixtape, y'all, called.
No, the real Hamburger Helper.
No, legit. Legit. The glove was golden. and so I was listening to it, and they have this one song called Feed the Streets, right? And this gets, it's like low-key turn. I'm like, I could really see motherfuckers dancing. It's like talking about, give me the beef. If you got beef, I'll serve it in the street. Like,
what?
At first, I didn't even know they were really talking about Hamburger Helper until I really paid attention. He like, I opened up the package, and I was like,
they crossed over.
Yo, so look, here's a video that they dropped. I didn't know that the video dropped until like 2 days ago. The song is called Crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
Shit.
Watch the stove.
Some call me crazy. That might be true. Cause if you take my hamburger helper, I don't know what I might do.
Oh my god.
Some call
me crazy. That might be true. Cause if you take my hamburger helper, I don't know what I might do. See, I'm a fool for the food. If you take it, I don't know what I do. Flow sick just like the flu, like bad coughs and hot shoes. I mean, I'm thinking about the hand. The meat sizzling in the pan. I know when I'm in the gym, I know that burger gon' go in. I know I'm about 6 foot with an appetite to match. Give me all that with the seasoning packs. Confessing my love on wax. Sit back and relax. I Netflix and chill with the meal. Meanwhile, they telling stories. They telling stories like Jack and Jill. How you feel? How you feeling? I'm a villain, ice grilling, already so good, get me crying, mulberry, belly poking out, feeling all heavy, chasing these
I can't.
Hamburger Helper, Watch the Stove, Crazy. Alex, what do you think of that?
Be honest, because I have something to say.
I'm going to start with what I like.
Well, no, don't lie.
I'm going to start with what I
did
like.
Can you lie to us and tell us what
I did like how they kind of had the Run DMC, early Run DMC video looking vibe to it. I thought that was cool. Like, just looked like an 80s video.
Doesn't it look like their old commercials?
Yeah, it looks like the old stuff. I may have to sit with it because the music was just like, all right, you know, kind of gimmicky. But the video I fucked with.
I thought it was trash.
To be honest, I thought it was trash,
I'm not for that, man. Like, I'm all about like supporting the artists.
That bullshit.
You know, do your thing and all that. But nah, this is
coonery at its best. This is bullshit.
How?
That's what this is.
Why?
Because I feel like they did this as a joke.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You can't take that serious. I feel like, because you know when you eat Hamburger Helper, that's, you know, a lot of people who don't have a lot of money, that's what they purchase for their families,
right,
to get a quick full meal or whatever. But I feel the way this is right here, this is like a slap in the face to the black community. I know I'm always going black or white, but you know, everybody know on a real though, I love everybody, but this is coonery, son, and
I'm
not feeling
this. This is a slap in the face to the black community when half of the hip-hop artists out there are talking trash shit.
Think
and here's a joke. This is a joke.
Yeah, it's
they're
a
putting these artists on. This guy probably had no career. No one knew who this man was. And then all of a sudden...
And for him to get up and do the chicken job.
I don't see it so much as, I don't see it so much as the jig. I do see it as like a comedy, a comedic thing. The real test is if they have something behind that. If there's actually like real bars
content
behind it,
right.
That comes after that, because you always do need a shocker. Like even big artists have done that. You know.
I mean, is this a commercial? Is it real?
Is this a commercial?
If this real music is trash,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Is this a commercial?
I think they dropped it on April Fool's.
Okay, so it's April Fool's.
It's Hamburger Helper. They right.
That's the name of the artist.
Of the well, they call the artist is on SoundCloud as Helper.
Okay.
And it's
so
just
it has nothing to do with the company Hamburger Helper.
No, it does, girl. The cover is literally the Hamburger Helper with gold dripping on him. Mm. So to me, this is a genius marketing ploy. There you go, right there. Mm. I think it's genius because it's like all of those beats, people are listening to that. Like I said, if you could, we could find the Feed the Street song. You listen to OG Genesis talking about cutting up coke and motherfuckers being like, that ain't coonery. You
shout,
said
shout
I mean,
out OT. It's, I mean,
it's
representative.
It's different. But it's different.
Yeah, and it's different, but that the track and the beat on OT Genesis was way hotter.
It's dope.
Like that joint
OT
was way hotter. Right. That's OT the one thing that I didn't get from that.
Okay, well, can you play Feed the Streets? Or maybe I can see if I can.
Okay, maybe
it.
I'm a little too deep with it. But I feel like, you know, when you growing up and you eating Hamburger Helper because that's all your family can afford, and then he like, yeah, I cut it up and I beat it up and I beef it up and all that crazy stuff. It's like,
I've been talking at the bar for the walls though.
Oh, so this is the intro song that they have on the mixtape.
Talking about this beat like we ain't been in the game for 50 years. Don't hit the bar, you know what I'm saying? Don't hit the vitamin minerals. We ain't been doing it like we got the general. Performing the secret meals on the general. You know what I'm saying?
The meals on the general.
I can't even begin to understand. And what's that gonna be done, man? Hold up.
What is going on?
Wait, is that because that's my computer?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, can you play that right there? And fast forward it to like 38 seconds. Boom. I'm sorry, but I was really sitting here listening to this song. I would cook Hamburger Helper for this beat.
Wow. See?
Wait.
It's comedy.
It has to be comedy.
Yeah, it's definitely
because
comedy.
At the end of the day, I feel like this song is proving that all you need is a hot beat and you can say anything. You can rap about fucking hamburger meat.
I get it.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, remember when Hobson dropped his video where he was literally saying nothing? Mm. And he's just making fun of all these artists out here who are putting trash out or mediocre music. Who are part of a trend.
Okay, but I honestly don't think this has anything to do with craft.
Like the company?
The company craft.
Remember McDonald's came out with a hip-hop music video? And
yeah, but when I asked you, like, does this have anything to do with Hamburger Help with the real company craft? They not going to do nothing like
they
this.
They reaching for a check.
Yep. They reaching for a check. Yeah. They're trying to do like Mary J. Blige on a Burger King commercial.
What are y'all talking about? This is where music's going. This is the new wave.
This is the new wave.
This is what everybody's about to be on right here.
I like In-N-Out. I want the protein burger, no bacon.
Oh, man.
No gluten allowed.
Right there, bro.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I need that.
You should. You the socialite.
We need that.
You know what I mean?
I need that.
No.
I need that, my love.
If y'all want to cut it. All right, next we got Bricky for president.
I love this bitch.
So you found her. Where'd you find her?
I found her on Facebook. Okay, so there was a video, because without makeup, she looks crazy. Rough as hell. Her face looked crazy. So it was a video tutorial, because when her makeup is on, she cleans up well. So it was a video tutorial on Facebook, and I pressed it, and I heard the beat saying, bitch, really? And I'm like, who is it? I'm like, who is this? The only thing it says, song by me, see it on iTunes. And I literally went to YouTube to hear the whole song. And I think she's dope.
All right, her name is Bricky for president. This is Bitch Really.
Bitch Really? Bitch Really.
I got up on a joint. Oh, shit. God damn.
I should have bought my laptop.
It ain't that. It's they connected this.
Or turn your. What you think?
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
She reminds me of that Miss 007 girl. Remember her?
Miss 007.
Yeah.
See, this record got me. Like, I'm feeling, I'm grooving with it. That Hamburger Helper was just like, you're watching the video, like, come on.
Oh. And she's from New Orleans?
No, no.
Bricky for president, bitch.
Bricky
really.
For president. Yeah, she's sick.
Hey. I would definitely check her album.
Her whole thing is dope. Like, she's dope. Shout out to Bricky for president. Her makeup tutorial, she looked nuts in the beginning, but she did a good job in the end.
Yeah, I did see that actually.
But I thought it was a joke. I think she got skills. Nah, it wasn't a joke.
No, the makeup tutorial.
Nah, it wasn't a joke. She was just showing people how she go from rough to soft.
That's, you know what? I feel like a lot of people will really like relate to her for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's really dope that she did that. Like, she got that vulnerable to do that.
Yeah. And she said, whoever don't like it, fuck you.
Right. No, that's real shit. That's real shit.
But I like it a lot.
That'll catch you up in the club, but other than that, you know what I'm saying?
It'll really catch you up in the club.
Oh, man. All right, next, Queen, you sent me this one, Rich Chigga.
This right here, this is my pick.
It's the one.
I picked this dude.
You picked
subconsciously. My pick for right now. I haven't heard a lot of the rest, though, so I can't really. But speaking early, Rich Chigga.
So I sent you this too, then. I sent you a bunch of shit. Let's see what Rich Chigga's
about. Let's take a look. It's called Dat Stick.
Oh, this is the Asian boy who told us how to microwave bread. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was high as hell.
This beat is everything.
He got bars.
This video is insane.
Yeah. With his fanny pack. And he got the nerd squad, what I'm saying.
Look, they just holding guns and shit. With that sticking, hit your motherfucking dope.
Hey, you can dance with
I saw this on one of my friend's Snapchats. Like, he was just Snapchatting the video, and I was just like, yo, this shit is crazy.
That's the guy. He was high and was like, I'm going to teach you how to microwave this piece of bread.
Right.
He was like, looked around. He's like, and you could tell he's seeing shit and high that he stared at the camera. First of all, if that was his way of getting attention, that was a clever marketing thing.
That
because
was
everybody
weird.
Was like,
really,
everybody kept sharing it. Like, yo, how? What do you mean? How to microwave this piece of bread for 20 seconds? And then he drops the album. Drops the song.
I like the song. The song
Is
really I think it was dope, man.
The whole thing is hard.
I like them.
I think he's never even been to the States, because I was watching an interview. Like, he's from Singapore.
Yeah.
And they shot that whole thing in Singapore and...
Of course, with that fanny pack.
Right.
That's the first thing we want to take off his ass when he come over here. Like, no, baby, you don't do fanny packs. You got to drop the fanny pack.
All right. Well, that would be interesting to see how he transitions if he does come over here. And what?
Somebody going to get him.
Well, yeah, but it'd be interesting to me because I wonder if...
They're going to keep his image?
Yeah, I wonder how they'll keep his image. And then I wonder how the hip-hop community will handle him.
I think we'll love him.
I would say this. I think that he will be accepted, but I think that he's pop.
He is pop.
I think he's going to be in the same vein as Macklemore.
Yeah.
I think the underground stuff's going to be like that, like how Iggy kind of made her transition. Her first record was called Pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's everybody was like, oh, this is hot. Now
you know
she's
pussy. You know what's fucked up about that, man? Messed up, rather?
What?
It's because he's Asian. If he was black and he made the same record, would you say that?
No.
Would that be pop? No. I wouldn't.
Absolutely not. It
wouldn't be pop.
But we already know. We already know the double standards,
right,
though.
Right.
That's just how this industry go, though.
I mean, because we've talked about blue-eyed soul and all of that. I mean, so as soon as you see Asian with, you know,
with
this
bars,
type of,
though.
Like, this type of beat with bars and flow.
Yeah, bars and flow. I like
He goes, but America will put him right with the Iggy.
He's a gimmick.
But I will say the flow is hot on that, and like you see, like there's elements of like he could really rap.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he wrote it, I mean, even if he did, nobody writes their rhymes now, apparently, but nonetheless.
He could be the Asian Eminem.
Yeah, that honestly. The video, though, because especially because the video was like, there were elements of. jokes in it, mm-hmm. but it also, I don't know, I felt like he was like, I don't want it to be too taken too seriously, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know how I was really feeling about the video, because it kind of washed the song out for me, but the song was so dope.
I think that it enhanced
it. I think it's clever, yeah.
Yeah, really? I think that it did, because what I see is, like, it feels like, when I first saw it, I was like, damn, they're trying to be hard, but then when I watched it again, like, no, they're kind of being funny in it, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying? But it just works. He doesn't take himself too seriously, so I think right. that's why he will be accepted, because he's like, dude, I got a fanny pack on.
It's kind of like Eminem.
Listening to rap, yes.
Yeah.
Eminem was doing all that.
That's true, that that's true, yep. And then he proved that he's serious with it.
Right. Mm.
All right, next we got Davey. I mean, now you just got me scared over here. Like, I don't even want to play nothing off my computer, because I'm just like... What's going on with the sound system? So the next we have a friend of ours.
Yay, my buddy, our buddy, Davion Ferris.
Davion, the cool dude.
Who wrote 7 songs on Tyrese Black Rose album.
Yep, got one on Trey's last album. He's a friend of mine.
that's cool the homie.
So this is Iman Omari, featuring Iman Omari with Davion. The song is called New Thing. And his partner Sia Moon, she's about to drop Flower.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see that. About to be up where the sky goes. Damn, she knows she fine when she dirty wine. Ooh, I love it, make me press rewind. Do it one more time. Can I touch it when she hit my line? I spend all my time over budget. Can't get enough, cause we're so in lust, yeah. Ooh, I like a vibe that she gets behind. Can't imagine life without a light. And how did I be blind? Got to have it. So when they ask what's up with so and so, I just look him in the eyes and go, I don't know.
He need to do a song with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
That would be everything.
This sounds dope, though.
What I love about him is his music. He can fuse R&B and this reggae tone
together.
Beautiful.
And not only that, like, all of his stuff, like, if you were to give him, like, if you give him, like, an artist or whatever, he can write according to that talent sound. So it's not like he's everything is repetitive.
Right.
He has different sounds.
Yeah, they've done Gaga.
He's one of the first people. You could stop it now. He's one of the first people that I met when I moved here in LA, and I had a store on Melrose and Crescent Heights or whatever. Mm. And him and his crew used to they came to my store and they all performed at my store.
Oh, wow.
And I used to be like, yo, who are these guys? Like, they are so sick. Because mm-hmm. we had a bunch of people there. But I absolutely fell in love with him and Sia Amun, which her name wasn't that at the time, but that whole crew. And it's amazing to see how he has grown. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah. I will say this about him, like, being in the studio with him and watching him work, it's just pure talent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just pure talent. You can really see the passion and the love for it. There's been times where we've been in the studio, it's like 2 a.m. I'm getting kind of sleepy. He's like, I got this idea. Boom, let's do it. All right, let's get it. Let's go. You know, so I just love that energy, and I can hear that passion in the music. So.
I will be spending 420 with him again this year.
Me too.
Yes. They got bags rolled up. But anyway, moving right along.
So next, Mr. Carter sent in Maurice Moore. And as soon as I heard this beat, I was like, of course Mr. Carter would send this. It was just like the tone of Mr. Carter's music. So here we go. Maurice Moore, the song is called Typhoon.
What's buzzing?
Got them strawberries.
So far apart, girl. That rare 6 is where I stay. I've been at it, girl. You stay working in LA.
You sound like something Carter will like.
Like, conquering your wave is the greatest accomplishment. Feel the rain. My typhoon about to meet that tsunami. Kill me, I see you be keeping that real shit alive. Fuck them tornadoes, it's killing the vibe. Can't keep track of the millions of times that tsunami shit move me. I won't even lie. Fuck up couple niggas in a suit and tie. I'd rather ride a couple ways, just you and I. That body banging like a record from your favorite guy. I wanna introduce you to my iPhone. Baby, let these winds behind.
Oh. Maurice Moore, Typhoon. Maurice Moore. That drop was everything.
I love how he's rapping underwater that to was, implement, you know. Typhoon, I'm about to dive in. Right. I like that a lot. Nice choice, Mr. Carter.
I like the video for it, too. There's just the under the water, the smoke effect with the imagery.
Yeah, I love it all. Yeah. It's really dope.
It was definitely vibed out. That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
Vibed out.
This is my homie right here.
All right, so who is this?
This is my homegirl, Amira. We call her Bang Bang. She used to be a background singer with Lady Gaga. Actually, I went to London when she was singing with Lady Gaga. I did her hair in London with the Lady Gaga Bandmates. She's an awesome singer, awesome writer, and I'm so happy to be able to put, you know, some of her music on here. But this is just one of her sounds. She did before Meghan Jenner, what is
Trainer?
Her name? Trainer. Before Meghan Trainer, all about that. But she was doing that type of music, but it just didn't get pushed properly through her management or whatever. But now she's on some new shit.
So this song's called Forever off her self-titled album.
Amira. Bang Bang.
Yo, and this gives me like, it's such a nostalgic sound.
Yeah.
Amira Forever.
Yeah, all right, I'm into that. I love her.
I like that.
She's Amira.
Cute. And she sounds like someone that actually can sing like that live.
She can, this is not even showing her voice. Like, when I tell you this
like
bitch can, this bitch can blow. She would have never been able to sing with Lady Gaga if she couldn't blow. She can blow. Yeah. Shout out to you, Amira. I love you.
She had a great time.
She can, she's dope.
I like that.
She's dope.
All right, so this next one is everything. Mr. Carter sent this in. His name is Jameson, J-M-S-N. And the song he just released, it's called Cruel Intentions. It's a video. Take a look.
Oh, he wants some D'Angelo shit. Come on, John B. I do. Want to feel a thing they never felt when they was with me. I do. Wow. Now let me stop. All right. Yes. My girl would tell me go get some help. I try and try, but I can't seem to figure out the issue here.
Jameson, Cruel Intentions.
Damn.
That shit was dope.
I like it. Dope.
I want more. Yeah. I think he's dope.
I like that one, Mr. Carter.
I like how raw that raw. It doesn't. He doesn't have any distractions in that video. It's just him, his
close
face,
shot.
Close shot, and you seeing him sing. Good one, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, he needs a team behind him because he can do some things.
Yeah. What you think, Poppy?
I think it was dope. It was well written. You could feel it. I think with music, man, you definitely have to be able to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I don't feel it, I don't want to listen. I can
make
feel
me want to drink Folgers in the morning.
Yeah.
I felt this next song. I wasn't even ready for this next song when you sent this. It reminded me of Common and what's the one where they're in the court? Was it Common and Eric Badu?
Mary J. Blige. When she's blonde?
Testify.
Testify.
Yeah. That's what this reminds me of. All right, so her name is Patricia My Time.
This is, her name is Patricia My Time. This is one of my closest friends. we used to be in a group together when we were singing with Bad Boy, and Harv was our manager.
You got a story.
Yeah, I do. I have a deep one. Okay. You want to hear it? I definitely don't have a problem sharing it with you. I'm kidding. But she's the person who's in this, the lead male, is from Power. His name is Kamel. She's an amazing writer. She's an amazing singer. She's definitely anointed. And I'm happy to be able to play her song on our show.
Let's take a look. The song's called Alibi.
You can see we look similar too.
It reminds me right when I came out of high school, right into college, like that sound that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're playing? That little bass right there? It. Okay.
They got, y'all got a phone call? Well, because right there it goes into, there's a story with the video. That you guys, if you want to see what happens, it's some shenanigans going on.
Go to Patricia, My Time, Alibi. You can see the video on YouTube.
But she drops it with that beat.
She said, right,
so I showed you this girl a few months ago. Her name's Elamai, and it's the girl, I think the video I showed you was her singing clips. I know I showed you her at my house, mm-hmm. of other people's songs. So she dropped her first video with Ty Dolla Songs. The song's called She Don't. So this is, she's from Canada, so this is what just singing on Instagram can get you.
I've seen her before.
Featuring Ty Dolla Sign, She Don't, okay. What y'all thinking?
I think she's okay.
The video's simple, cute.
I love her voice.
Yeah. Well, to me, this doesn't really showcase it in the way that I watch it on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, this girl can.
She can go.
You could tell she could blow it up.
But commercially, this was very smart for her to put out. Ty Dolla Sign was the perfect person to put her with, too.
Perfect feature, man. I mean, that's what I'm going. Oh, is that me on there? Yeah, it is. Damn.
Hey!
I was like 15, 20 pounds skinnier then, but. Hell yeah.
You want to go back to that? I hope not.
Shit.
Nah.
I'm about to say.
Well, so we're looking up there. Your first project, DFM, Dorm Fucking Music. How did that come about?
Dorm Fucking Music.
Were you in the dorm?
Well, this is the story. So when I first signed my deal with Lainey Stewart, who I'm still under, I was at Morehouse College in Atlanta, and I was, you know, Spelman's connected to it, Clark's connected to it. And that's where a lot of the music was forming. So when I came out and we started working on the album, we were in the studio trying to find a name. And I had been talking about my experiences. And like somebody came to the studio and he was like, yo, they're going to be fucking in the dorms to this music. And I was like, boom, Dorm Fucking Music.
Dorm Fucking Music. What's a track of yours that I like? We Should Have Sex. I think that's
a good one.
One of my favorites off of the album.
Yeah.
We'll play it under this. So We Should Have Sex, was that... Where was your mentality? Were you just running around campus? Is this how you get girls? Create these songs, start singing them to them?
I gotta just say this. With We Should Have Sex, that actually came out on the deluxe version of DFM. So that was about a year after we released DFM. And that's just a relationship song. If you really listen to the lyrics, it's about, you know, you might have went out to the club and your girl still at the crib, so you come back a little late. Mm-hmm. You bent, like, you're in a good vibe, and she's looking at you like, yo, where have you been? You're just like, yo, let's just chill. Like, I'm in a good mood. Like, you know, let's just get it popping. Let's forget about all the bullshit. So I thought it was just a cool record, cool content. I thought women would really relate to it. Let's take a listen. Hey. And I was inspired
by...
This is
a real sexy song, though. Thank Women, you. We like music okay. like this. Because we think we can grind to it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We know what Big Queen's downloading after today.
No, yeah, really.
She's going to be on your Instagram live.
No, because you know I be, like, when I feel shit, I immediately either buy it or download it, and I like to play it in my car while I'm driving.
Man, I love it. To Kristen.
It's Kristen Neer DeBarge
all
over
the way up on East
Senior.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All the way up.
Well, DFM Deluxe and DFM is on iTunes. So.
Okay, good. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to get it.
Next, let's take a listen to
Pure Perfection. Oh, man.
See, I like a man who can get into this type of feel. Because this is missing.
But it still gives you, like... It's like a modern-day R&B. Like,
yeah, but where is it? It's missing.
Well, this is why I'm here. That's why I'm here. This record has always been one of my favorites.
Why?
Can we hear it?
Girl, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, the laptop doing its thing. But no, I just love the vibe of it. It reminded me of Kells. Like, when I first heard the track, I was just like, damn, I gotta go Kells on this one. So we just started playing with the melodies, and I was just imagining, like,
you guys been in a strip club.
You been to
a
strip club?
I was a stripper.
Oh, really?
So I can pop
so
it
you
in
know
everything.
When the eyes is on you and you just feeling your vibe and he's looking at you. It doesn't have to be anything but that moment, but it's
that's
just
when you
want
to just grind to it. Mm-hmm. And slow and sexy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry!
No, that's what it is, though.
No, girls feel us. We feel us.
Yeah.
So. I just can read Queen's mind in every way.
Yeah, sorry.
And I want to finish her sentences as if we're on the phone, having a phone conversation. But I have to remember that there are cameras here and other people.
Yes,
and I have
cameras.
To be respectful of other people.
And sorry if anybody's watching. I mean, you know.
I love it. This is what the music is for.
So okay, so we have this sexy dorm fucking music, right?
Yeah.
So now we have a new project coming out titled Frequency.
Yeah.
So how do we get from dorm fucking music to what is the frequency of this next project?
Okay. So with DFM, I know that we called it dorm fucking music, and it's a very sexy vibe. But a lot of what I'm talking about is just love, pain, being in a relationship. When I was in school, I was in a long-distance relationship with my girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, long-distance relationship.
That's very hard.
It ended up working out, but, I mean, I was doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? And like, lying and trying to be something that I wasn't.
Stuff.
Right. Yeah, before Love and Hip Hop. So, you know, coming back from that, coming back to school and then recording the album, still being in that relationship, I got a chance to really grow. Now, we've been broken up. We were together for 6 years. Now we've been broken up for about a year and a half. So
you still miss her?
You know, I'm in a space right now where I think it's best that we're just apart because I've grown so much. You know, at that time, I was just selfish. And
you're
I was
how old now?
26.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, being together with a girl when you were 20, being 26 now, you're a totally different person.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So kind of reflecting on that, but what I really why we call this album Frequency is because, you know, when you go through these relationships, you tend to want to place the blame on people, like, damn, you did this. It was just really where you were at that time. It's your energy at that time. Mm-hmm. It's your vibration. I know that now there's a big self-awareness for, like, it's all about energy. It's all about the vibrations that you carry. And a lot of times it could just be that. It could just be where you were in that life. So at that time in your life. So with Frequency, I wanted to tap into those different vibrations of where I was at those different times. So right after DFM, me being 23 up until now 26, just touching on different aspects of my life. And there you have it, Frequency.
Gotcha.
So
like
that frequency,
that.
Like, he was tuning.
I don't know what you tuning, girl.
No, the buttons when you these are not balls and I don't like boobs.
Right. And let me just say it's with it. It's not all just like, oh, the relationship was horrible, the good times, like,
well,
it's about
it can't have been horrible.
Yeah, and it's also like being in the club, having a good time with your friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Being on that vibe, being on that wave, you know. I wanted to showcase the growth of me as an artist, my evolution, but still carry that same kind of sound that you hear with the tracks that you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
But just show my growth as an artist and just show that, oh yeah, what does Alex Jack sound like in the club? What does he sound like, you know, at Top 40 Radio? Because I do consider myself an urban pop artist.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even play one of the tracks off of DFM, which is Days of Our Lives.
Okay, we can play that.
Yeah, which is like the EDM joint.
You gotta take it all the way there.
Take it there, man.
That's some Poppy Watts shit.
That's some Poppy Watts shit.
Poppy Watts is the king of the club. Oh, you be in the club? He the king of the club.
He's a,
And so,
there you go.
Why did you want to go with this tone? Well, with this
sound.
This sound.
With Days of Our Lives?
Yeah.
You know, even in Atlanta, they got this spot called MJQ's, and when I was there, it's like a late night spot after the club, and they play a lot of, like, at that time, it was dubstep. It was like underground DJs. Like, at that time, underground was like Calvin Harris, DJ Tiesto. So we would just be in that vibe. We would go from ratchet to being there, and I wanted that to be a part of telling my story with DFM.
Let's take a listen to Days of Our Lives. I'm just so afraid when this bass hits, yo.
It's not. I think it should be good.
We getting a new wire for next week, y'all.
Wow.
Oh yeah, this is definitely radio music.
Mm-hmm. Where's the music video for this?
You know what's so funny is we haven't shot any videos for anything.
You need visuals. Yeah.
And that was...
No,
we're going to get there.
Right. Well, I think one at the same time, we didn't have a lot of money when we made... This was like zero to no budget. And I knew that because we came with such great content and quality that the video needed to match that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be me growing into my artistry to really showcase that or having the right people to shoot it. With Frequency, we're going to have all visuals. Everything.
Like, okay, this song is international.
Thank you.
Like, I can see Shakira get on the remix.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I was in this iHeartRadio competition about a year, 2 years ago when DFM was popping, and they were playing this like on Kiss FM. They had this song going, so it was definitely in the mix.
I can hear this in a club. Look at you.
I'll be right in Queen's car. Car sick, but still getting the heat. Days of Our Lives. Okay, so we touched that kind of beat. Are we going to get that kind of on Frequency, too? Are you exploring back into that sound?
Yeah. We're actually playing with how everything flows with this project, but it will be a variation of that. You know, music has, the trends of music have changed, so like that sound in particular may not work, but if you hear like Justin Bieber's Where Are You Now,
you know what I'm saying,
those type of records where it's still even urban, it's still, that's R&B, it's just the beat that you got under and what you have to support it. I'm in that, I'm all about that. Like, I love Drake's, what's the joint? I got my eye on you.
Oh man, uh-huh. Everything on me.
Yeah, feel good records like that. That really, it doesn't matter. You can be from the hood, you can be from anywhere, but when that song comes on, you just feel it.
All right. So from your last record to this record, what other than the music videos that you want to, you know, get through with Frequency? Mm-hmm. What did you learn from putting your last project out that you want to make sure with this project you do?
Oh, that's a great question. Marketing was a big thing, but also, you know, when I released DFM, I dropped out of school. I consider myself a talented singer. I wasn't an artist. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed and lucky enough to be under a producer, Lainey Stewart, who knew how to bring the artistry out of me. But once the record released, I had to develop my artistry. And I did that just from trial and error, going to shows, dropping the mic, you know what I'm saying, getting booed, all those type of things that helped shape and help grow and made me really think, okay, now I gotta study Usher. What does Usher do? You know, what does D'Angelo do? What did Justin Timberlake do? And really start to shape my artistry. And that's what I really want people to see with Frequency and how I made it my own.
That's very honest of you to own up to. Like,
thank you, man.
I think we see a lot, like I was saying before, with some of the artists out there and some of the music that gets put out, a lot of these people are talented, but they are not artists,
right.
And they're just putting singles out there, and that to me is where we have mediocre music.
Yeah.
So for you, was that something that you were aware, like, okay, I know I can sing, but like, or did you, because I think a lot of the times people think they're artists. Did you think you were an artist, and then it was kind of like a self-realization for you, like, I need to step up?
That's exactly what it was. Like, I came in thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna drop this project and then boom, it's gonna blow up, it's gonna hit the charts, and I'm just gonna be in the music video and I'm gonna be with Puff and I'm gonna be with, you know
never
what I'm saying?
Like that.
It never works like that. But what it really said was, okay, now it's time to do the work.
Mm.
You know, and then when it gets to the work, like, the talk is the talk. But when it gets down to the work, that's when it's quiet. That's when nobody's around.
Right.
That's when the bottles ain't popping. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this gap has been, is me doing the work, man. Let me be honest with myself. That's what it was like. Let me be honest. What do I need to do? What are the weaknesses that I need to work on? Even with this interview, man, I'm going to take this footage and I'm going to study it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, how can I get better so I can be more entertaining, more engaging?
You're doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do. I think you're doing a good job.
We've had some people come in here and it's like, and dentist, like, private.
Yeah. And I'm real, because if you was lame, I'd be like, I wouldn't even fucking barely talk to you.
Oh, man.
I'm thankful we've had some good conversations.
Yeah, I think you did. You're good.
Like, once he starts humping a mic, you know.
Yeah, and he knows how to, no, honestly, y'all know I'm kidding, but you know how to engage, contact, and you know how to flirt a little bit when you have to flirt, and you know how to, you know, laugh and then be honest. That's what people like. People like people who are real. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to even sit here and be able to admit, yo, I was booed, mm-hmm. like I was this, I was that, like people want to hear that story so that they know that your journey hasn't been an easy one. Like this is part of becoming who you are today and trying to be even better than who you are today.
So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Delivered.
And I realized like that's
okay, queen.
You know, they say you need like a reason for why you do it outside of yourself. And I've really started to adopt that, like what you said, like becoming who you are, showing people that you can become who you want to be.
Absolutely.
You're never just born a superstar, a radio host, you know what I'm saying?
Unless you're
a talented.
Beyonce.
Unless you're Beyonce.
Right. We do not need to get flooded in the comments like last week. Sorry.
Right, but it's the work, and it's just like, it's just challenging yourself every day,
every day.
And it's not going to be perfect, but...
For those independent artists out there, you know, who want to get on, and what would you say, how did you get through those moments of like, why am I doing this? Like, how do you deal with that?
A lot of marijuana.
Honestly, sometimes the marijuana can be the problem.
Marijuana.
Because it makes you overthink and you're like,
if you're smoking that Sherm, then I get you, get you caught up. Nah, I've been blessed to have a good team that... I'm so thankful that they stuck with me through this growth, because I think it's so easy, especially in this day and age, when you just want a quick result. So you're like, oh, we did this project, boom. Oh, it didn't work. Okay, let's jump to the next.
Mm-hmm.
That they believed in me enough to ride it out with me. And that's what I'm so thankful for every day. I'm like, damn, I get up and I'm like, man, this is why I got to even work harder, because I got to even show them that this was not a mistake, you know?
Mm.
So
you have a lot of people counting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. You know, we can't wait for that frequency.
All right,
so wait, when are we dropping this? Or at least a video or like a single. Like, when are we getting a video?
Now, you see on the paper says no release date set yet. Nah. I'm thinking like...
I know it's in there.
I'm thinking like May. And we may come with a single.
That's why you don't do whatever it says on the paper.
Right. We may come with a single maybe late April, because... we have been working on the visual for the first single. And I wish... Hey, Morty, can I tell them what the first single's called?
No. Change your mind and never be what you expect it to be.
True that. But it's... I'm pretty confident, pretty sure that we're going with this, but it's very, very sexy, and it's very, very
good.
Just...
We like sexy.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, when you drop the visual, you gotta come back in studio.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
And then you'll have watched this back, and he's gonna come in.
Right,
like,
I'm gonna
extra,
come in like,
yo,
what's up? Queen, what's up? Shit.
I'm back. He's gonna host the show.
Yeah, record soul, take that. Yeah. We in the building.
Before we go, can he sing something for us?
He sure can, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes, yes.
What
I'll
do
you
got for us?
I'm gonna do a cover of Zane.
Take a sip.
Pillow Talk. Yeah, let me take a little
Wet
sip.
Wet that whistle.
What?
Tsunami.
Talking spicy.
Typhoon.
Talking spicy on Black Hollywood Live.
I'm sorry.
What did you have for breakfast?
Nothing. I wish it was some cock. Because I can't. I'm sorry.
Let's have a nice segue so we can make this a nice separate clip.
So just make me feel some type
Ladies
of way.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Black Hollywood Live, Alex Jack saying Zing.
Zane Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
So here it is.
Let me hear that.
Climb on board. We'll go slow in high tempo. Lighting up. Hold me hard and mellow.
I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. Yeah, I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close night and always. Love to wake up next to you.
Pillow Talk Zane.
That reminds you sound a little like your Word. Hands are. Are you nervous?
I was a little nervous.
Cold hands means in Walmart though, so it's okay.
Yes.
You remind me of Avant a little bit with that sound.
I've never gotten Avant.
Avant just now.
I love Avant though. I liked his. He did a version of "Sail Away" by Christopher Cross. Take Me Away. I forget the name of the song, but it was a Christopher Cross cover.
Yeah, he's. I know what you're talking. I know what song you're talking about. Mm.
Sailing,
take
me away,
yeah, yeah,
from
where I'm
always
gonna be. I love that song.
See, that's an artist when you just sang, just sang.
I like that song.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so where can everyone keep in contact with you?
Sailing. Yes. So the Instagram is Alex Jack. Twitter is Alex Jack. It's all my name.
And that's
A-L-E-X.
Jack with the E at the end.
The E is silent, like Marvin Gaye. And I didn't even. That's really my name, by the way. But yeah, so it's all Alex Jack. We're going to be facebook.com/AlexJack, and we're going to be doing a lot of updates there. And right now, we're working on the site, which is alexjack.com, so that should be up shortly.
Do you do Facebook Live?
What is that?
Oh,
Periscope.
It's like Periscope.
I like Periscope.
It's like Periscope, but on Facebook.
But on Facebook. So you could talk to your fans like that. I think you should get into it.
I do. Yeah, yeah. I'm on Snapchat a lot, too. So Alex Jack, I'm always on there.
On Snapchat, Alex Jack. And also make sure you guys check out Dorm Fucking Music on iTunes. Support him, y'all. Also, make sure you guys hit us up and support us on iTunes, too. Please subscribe to us and rate us 5 stars and leave us a lovely little comment. We will love and appreciate you for that. And you can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse Jake.
You know where to follow me, Poppy Watts, PAPIWATTS Watts. Follow
yeah,
me.
Y'all already know Snapchat, Instagram at Queen Wink, and Queen Twitter Wink. At Queen Live. And please do not forget to follow BHL The Beat. Right?
Boom. Amen.
Yeah. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.